Yeah, when we're finished. We're doing the Drashat Ramban. We're up to page Yud Chet in the what edition is that? In the Chazon Yol edition, in page Lamed Dalet, in the Bet Hayayin edition. Vida, ki inyan Avraham Avinu v'emunato u'malato nitposem od v'noda ba'olam. I want you to know, says the Ramban, that the concept of Avraham Avinu and his faith and how unusual he was very famous throughout the world. He was more famous than kings. We see in our parsha, Avimelech comes to make a covenant with him. And then with Isaac. Well, who does the king come and make a covenant with? What's Avimelech coming and making a pact with him? Well, obviously, you make a pact with someone who's a very important noble. Avimelech doesn't send him a messenger and say, Avram, come to me, I want to have a word with you. No, Avimelech himself puts himself together with his chief general and he goes out to Avram's house. Eats in his house. And you see, Avimelech, the Philistine king, tells Avram, he says, you have become much more powerful than us. That's how Avimelech talks to Avram. He says, then us. He's saying, then me too. And so our sages taught us, it reached the point where people said, I'd rather buy the dung of Isaac than the wealth of Avimelech. And by Avram we find, in last week's parasha it says, V'yarek et chanichav yeledev beto shmanasar shlosh meot. Avram Avinu had a standing army. On 1 second's notice, he has 318 knights. Ben bevet ha-melech ken. The Ramban says in his day, he doesn't know of any king that has a standing army that on 1 second's notice, he has 318 knights to go out to war. That's the standing army. That's what he had ready at a second's notice. V'chen b'nei chet anshei Chevron ir gdola nivneta livnei tzoan mitzrayim. And we have this great city of Chevron that was built even before the famous city of Tzoan. And the people of Chet, Amrulo, they tell Avram in next week's parasha, Nisi Elokim eta betochenu, you are a prince of God in our midst. V'chen tirek shamar paro, lo yadati et Hashem. And so too you'll find when Pharaoh says, I don't know the tetragrammaton, lefi shaya Hashem mechudash, nigla atal yedei avi hanevi'im, because Moshe comes to him and tells him the tetragrammaton. He says, I never heard of that God. Heshivo, so then Moshe wants to explain to him, who are we talking about when we're talking to you about the God that sent us, Elokei Ivrim, the God of the Hebrews. Who are the Ivrim? Who is he talking about? Klomar, Elohei Avraham, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov, Ivrim anodim hamfursamim, the famous Hebrews, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Shem avdei Elokei Hashamayim lo avdei avodah zarah, kach peresh Rabbi Avraham. Like the Ibn Ezra explained, that they are the servants of the God of heavens, they are not pagans. So he says, I want you to know, Avraham was famous, more famous than kings. You see, Avimelech made a pact with him, you see, they respected him. You see, he had a standing army. You see, the people, the Hittites of the great city of Hebron, they called him Prince of God. And you see that Pharaoh also knew Avram when you're going hundreds of years later and they want to identify who sent them. Moshe and Aaron say, the God of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So here the Ramban in passing also explains that when Pharaoh says, I don't know God, what he means is it was a new concept that God was sending to the world, the Tetragrammaton. This was a concept, and for whatever reason, this was a concept that Pharaoh was supposed to be told. And Pharaoh said, I don't know, I never heard of a God like that. So this needs a lot of work. The Ramban in one paragraph included many, many ideas. But his main point is that we should realize that Avram was famous. The fact that today people only know it from the Bible, he says, yeah, but you see that in the days of the Tanakh, Avram was very famous and well known. Yes. Oh, okay. והרב רבי משה יביא בספר מורה הנבוכים. And Maimonides writes in the Guide to the Perplexed, he כתוב בספר עבודה מצרית לשון שתקתו כן, that in this work called Sefer HaAvodah, an Egyptian work, Ki Avraham asher nolad b'chuta, in this Egyptian work, some kind of Egyptian history book, it says that Abraham that was born in Kuta, Kshechalak al dat ha'am, when he disagreed with the philosophy of the nation, V'amar yesh poel zulati ha-shemesh, and he said, I want you to know there's a being out there that's active other than the sun. Hevi olav tanot. So they had arguments, they had debates. וזכו בכלל טענותיהם אשר רואים מפעולות השם שבמציאות העולם השפל. And one of their arguments was, look at how the sun affects all the world down below. The sun must be God. והוא השיב, and Avram replied, כי השמש כמו הגרזן ביד בוקי העצים. He said, the sun is like an axe in the hand of the woodcutter. Right, the axe has power, but there's someone who's wielding that axe. וזכו קצת מטענותיו, and in this Egyptian work, they mention part of Avram's claims, ובוודאי זכרום כמו שאדם זוכר בעל מחלוקתו הטועה. And undoubtedly, the way they mention Avram's claims is the way anyone who disagrees with someone quotes the argument. You ever hear someone quote an argument? They always quote the other side very weakly, because they don't agree with them, so they don't begin to understand them. So they're always going to quote them weakly. So the Rambam says that in this Egyptian work, they're quoting Avraham Avinu, they acknowledge his existence. Maimonides says in his day, there was still an Egyptian work, an Egyptian work of history that quoted it, but they quote Avraham Avinu like, yeah, there was this guy who made a whole ruckus, and these were his claims, but they quote it in a deriding fashion, in a way that they don't respect it so much. So it's not quoted that well. Uvasov amru ki hamelech hishlich le'Avraham bevet ha'sohar. And in the end of that work, they write that the king jailed Avraham Avinu, v'nishar yamim rabim sham mitvakech im hem, and out of jail, Avraham continued arguing with them, ad shepachad hamelech ben yashchit alav malchuto, till the king recognized that Avraham was a threat to his kingdom, v'yasir bne adam emunato, that the people would stop having faith in the king, or stop having faith, the king's faith. V'giresh oto l'kter etz kenana, achar shelakach kolono. And then the king did like all good kings do. He took all of Avram's wealth and banished him to the far end of the Canaan from Kuta. And Maimonides says that in his day all of this was recorded in the Egyptian works. And the Talmud in Baba Basra says, the Talmud says, Avram was incarcerated for 10 years. 3 years in Kuta and 7 in Kardu. Rav Dimi matni ipcha. Rav Dimi says the opposite. 3 years in Kardu and 7 years in Kuta. Now, the Ramban is going to continue. We'll see next week, Bezrat Hashem, that all of this was famous. Meaning, these were things that the whole world admitted to. These were parts of world history that everyone acknowledged in those days. We'll pick up here, Bezrat Hashem, next week.